Jesus lived in Israel many years after Gideon and Samson. One day he met a man who was possessed by many evil spirits. The man fell down before Jesus and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Those spirits knew that Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus commanded the spirits to leave the man. The spirits entered a herd of pigs nearby. The pigs ran out into the sea, and they were all drowned. The people began to see that Jesus had power over Satan and all evil spirits. Even the spirits had to obey him. One day Jesus went into the house of God in Jerusalem. Traders were in God's house. They were selling animals for sacrifice, but they were making money for themselves by cheating others. Jesus was angry. He said to them, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." He drove the wicked traders and the animals all outside. Jesus is God's Son. He had the authority to drive evil men out of his Father's house. But some of the Jews were angry and said, "Show us that you have the right to do this." Jesus replied, "Destroy my body, and in 3 days I will rise again." Those Jews killed Jesus. He was nailed to a cross of wood and died. But on the third day he came alive again. God gave Jesus power over death. He can never die again. Then the people saw that Jesus was really the Son of God. Jesus said to his followers, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go to all people everywhere and make them my followers. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you always." Jesus has authority over Satan, sin, and death. He gives spiritual life to all who follow him, and he wants us to share this message with everyone.